Senator Rick Scott on government shutdown, Americans are sick and tired of Democrat dysfunction. By Hannah Knudsen on October 14, 2025. Americans are sick and tired of Democrat dysfunction. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, said on Monday on day 13 of the Democrat government shutdown, blasting them for attending a Napa Valley fundraiser. While President Trump has been putting on a masterclass in leadership, Senate Democrats who shut down our government sipped wine and collected donor checks at a vineyard in Napa, Scott observed. The American people are sick and tired of Democrat dysfunction. It's time to reopen the government now, he exclaimed, sharing big wins posted by the Trump administration, including what President Trump completed in a 24-hour span. Flew to Israel. Spoke to the press. Met with Israeli leaders. Spoke to the press. Met with families of the hostages. Delivered an hour-long speech to the Knesset. Did an interview. Flew to Egypt. Met with the Egyptian president. Spoke to the press. Took photos and chatted individually with dozens of world leaders. Signed the historic Gaza peace deal. Delivered another speech. Met privately with world leaders. Flew back to the U.S. Indeed, Democrats proceeded with a ritzy fundraiser as they have continued to vote against the Republicans' clean continuing resolution, CR, to reopen the government. Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is among those who also ripped Democrats for their Napa Valley fundraiser, reportedly complete with hot tubs, luxurious dinners, and an organic vineyard, while they refused to reopen the government. While Dems, fundraising in Napa, doubled down on a healthcare system they broke with Obamacare, Republicans should follow President Trump's lead and keep pushing healthcare freedom and lowering costs for hardworking Americans, Representative Chip Roy, RTX, remarked. Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, held another press conference on Monday on day 13 of the Democrat shutdown and concluded that the Democrat Party is utterly rudderless as they desperately try to find a topic allowing them to go on offense, and they chose healthcare to appease their far-left base. We passed a clean, nonpartisan CR that would pay the troops and the TSA agents and Border Patrol and the rest of our federal workforce. We did our job. We had that vote 3 weeks ago now, and the bill is still sitting in the Senate, where Democrats have now voted 7 times to keep the government closed, Johnson said. This is a clean, nonpartisan CR. It does not include new spending. It does not include partisan strings attached at all. And this is something, as we have pointed out over and over, the Democrats have supported repeatedly. In fact, 13 different times during the Biden administration, he said, explaining that this only happened because Democrats are playing a political game. The Democrat Party is utterly rudderless. There have been times in the past where there were shutdowns. Democrats today have no leader, no vision, no direction. The party is at their lowest point in decades in terms of public opinion polls, he added.